Rav Shimon Schwab explains in his introduction to Ashrei, the Ashrei definitely means happiness, because the pasuk says, "Ki ishuni bonos," have been made happy amongst women. It's written in the plural, because happiness never comes in small installments. If a person is happy, it means they're very happy. It's not possible to be happy and sad at the same time. So what does Yoshvei Bisecha mean? It doesn't mean those who sit in your house. Because actually the halacha is you're not allowed to sit in the Beis HaMikdash. The only person that can sit in the Beis HaMikdash as the Gemara is a king from the house of David HaMelech. Therefore, Yoshvei Bisecha ought to mean those who dwell in your house. But Rav Shimshon Falahash points out, Yoshvei Bisecha doesn't just mean dwell in your house. Because dwelling in your house, even if you're meditating on tefillah, would be Yoshvim Bisecha. Like Ha'omdim Bebeis Hashem, those who stand in the house of Hashem. So what does it mean? Yoshvei Bisecha is a frame of mind which is descriptive of a person who lives a normal everyday life, but in the house of Hashem. Wherever such a person is, whatever they do, they have some connection with Hashem. They're always in Hashem's house. They are, in Rav Shimon Schwab's words, quoting Rav Hirsch, a veritable citizen of the house. Because of the Torah, even the most mundane activities of life, whether it's earning a living, even one's bodily functions, they have a connection to Hashem. And therefore this whole world is based Hashem. Now, if that's true, what we need to do is expand the title of Ashrei. And that won't be any surprise why we need to say this so often. Every type of happiness is the lot of the Yoshvei Bisecha, of those who in this life, in Olam Hazeh, a real residence of your house. As a result of this, Oydeh HaLuchasel, they're going to praise you forever, even in the world to come. Because this whole world is a house of Hashem for them. And this therefore explains why Chazal would say, if you say this Tehillah three times a day, you're a Ben Olam Haba. You're getting to the world to come. Of course it doesn't mean just by mouthing it. It means concentrating on the words, living your life accordingly. Then you're in Olam Haba. Then Oydeh HaLuchasel. You'll merit to say it in the world to come. The simple meaning of saying it three times a day is twice at Shacharis and at Mincha. But it could also mean something else. It could mean that we do it Erev, in the evening of life. When we feel we're going downhill, it's an evening for us. Maybe because of our age, or maybe because of the mazel in our endeavours. Just times aren't going well for us. Or in the morning, where everything appears sunny, everything's good, everything's advancing, going uphill, we're more and more successful. Or maybe it's in the Tzaraim, the bright sunshine of life, where everything we touch is successful. We reach the heights of our career, we're on top of the world. If a person can say Ashrei all three times a day, properly inspired by the thoughts expressed in Ashrei, you're a Ben Olam Haba, whatever conditions you find yourself in. It's almost like we say in Moedim, for our lives which are committed to you, to your power, for our souls that are entrusted to you, for your miracles that are with us every day, for your wonders and favours at all times, evening, morning and afternoon. And this is what David HaMelech says, evening, morning and noon, I seek and supplicate. It's about being connected to Hashem constantly.